USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Election officials in the United States have been alerted to safe-proof their voting systems and be vigilant about political violence amid a very complex threat environment, top U.S. cybersecurity official Jen Easterly said on Sunday in the wake of an attack on the husband of a leading Democratic lawmaker last week. Easterly, the director of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, in an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation, said the agency is concerned about a range of threats, including cyber, insider, physical, and disinformation, even as it sees no specific or credible threats.
We have threats of harassment, intimidation, and violence against election officials, polling places, and voters. Let's be really clear. That has to stop. It is unacceptable behavior. It's undemocratic, and we all need to work together to ensure that this is a safe and secure election.
Well, we have some decent economic indicators to look at this month.
Consumer sentiment is up slightly this month. The University of Michigan's final reading for October edged up by just over a point from last month. The survey noted a 23% jump in buying conditions for durable goods due to easing prices and fewer supply problems. However, uncertainty over inflation is fueling consumer concerns about the economy and the possibility of a recession. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The 42-year-old suspect accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul is expected to be charged next week. There are reports the suspect believed conspiracy theories that the 2020 election was stolen. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar condemned the attack on NBC's Meet the Press.
This was a vicious attack meant for the speaker. Ends up hammering the speaker's husband, and our prayers are with her and her husband, their kids, their grandkids.
This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A recent CBS News poll says Republicans are projected to take control of the House. That party is also doing better with voters who say things in the U.S. are out of control. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar has a strong message for voters.
Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent, when you go cast your vote, you don't go vote for an election denier or the people that are coddling them. And you don't listen to Donald Trump because he is the one that said to go wild and march down the mall.
She was on NBC's Meet the Press. Tens of millions of Americans are expected to vote before Election Day on November the 8th. Millions have already cast their ballot. Here's the call on 105.3 The Fan as Dak Prescott rushes 7 yards for a touchdown, giving the Dallas Cowboys a 7-0 lead over the Chicago Bears.
It's 3rd and 3 at the Bears 4. Snap to Prescott. Keeps it. Coming left with a block. 5. Throws it in. Blocks the dog. Touchdown. Spikes the ball. Pumps his arms.
Dallas went on to win 49-29. No winners in Saturday's Powerball drawing. That means the $825 million jackpot rolls over again to an estimated $1 billion prize for Monday's drawing. The increased jackpot will be the second largest in U.S. history. Self-described lottery lawyer Kurt Panousis has advised dozens of past winners. He says whoever beats the 292 million to one odds to win the grand prize should be careful to protect their privacy. For U.S. Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.